the dimensions of the city. It is vitally important to understand that Revelation 21 teaches us that the New Jerusalem is a very real city that will actually come down to this earth in the future. It is not simply an imaginary reward for Christians. Let us continue the details of this great city. As the angel talked with John, he had a golden reed to measure the city. Revelation 21, verses 15 and 16. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. There are many interpretations of these scriptures describing the size and shape of the New Jerusalem and whether it is actually real, symbolic, or both. Sadly, these differences have caused controversy and division amongst Christians. The Bible is very specific describing the dimensions of this incredible city. Note this and ask yourself, why such detail to something not real? It is measured by cubits and furlongs. Verse 16 records that the height, length, and width are equal. They measure 12,000 furlongs, which is approximately 1,500.3 miles. John writes that the wall is 144 cubits. 144 cubits are about 65 meters, or 72 yards. The city, according to these measurements, will be 1,500 miles square. The size of it would reach from Florida to Maine and from the Atlantic Ocean to about 600 miles west of the Mississippi River. That would be about one half the size of the United States, just for the city. This is difficult to imagine in our natural minds, as the earth has never had anything even close to this huge, magnificent, transparent gold city. Yet upon further examination, it is evident this city is very real, but also symbolic.